And so today, for the first time, our roles are reversed.
今天第一次我们的这个角色互换了一下。
So you may feel a little bit unfamiliar, but I'm preaching in English and he's translating in Chinese.
所以你们会觉得有点奇怪。
But our passage today is taken from Amos, and we're continuing in the book of Amos. We turn to Amos chapter 6.
所以我们今天的经文是亚摩斯书，请大家翻到亚摩斯书的第六章。
Amos chapter 6, we'll read the entire chapter, and I will read 6:1, and then the Chinese will continue, so we'll just read responsively.
Okay.
So may I invite you to stand as I read God's word.
Moses 会用英语来读第一节，我会用中文来读第二节，我们两个会用其他的方式一起来读。
Amos chapter 6, verse 1. Woe to those who are at ease in Zion, and to those who feel secure on the mountain of Samaria, the notable man of the first of the nations, to whom the house of Israel comes.
你们要过到加尼查看，从那里往大城哈马去，又下到非利士人的加特，看那些国比你们的国还强吗？境界比你们的境界还宽吗？
O you who put far away the day of disaster and bring near the seat of violence.
你们躺卧在象牙床上，书生在榻上，吃群众的羊羔，棚里的牛犊。
Who sing idle songs to the sound of the harp, and like David, invent for themselves instruments of music.
以大碗喝酒，用上等的油抹身，却不为约瑟的苦难担忧。
Therefore, they shall now be the first of those who go into exile, and the revelry of those who stretch themselves shall pass away.
主耶和华万军之神指着自己启示说：“我憎恶雅各的荣华，厌弃他的宫殿，因此我必将城和其中所有的都交付敌人。”
And if 10 men remain in one house, they shall die.
此人的帛书就是烧他尸首的，要将这尸首搬到房外，为房屋内间的人说：“你那里还有人没有？”他必说：“没有。”又说：“不要作声，因为我们不可提耶和华的名。”
For behold, the Lord commands.And a great house shall be struck down into fragments, and a little house into bits.
马岂能在岩石上奔跑？人岂能在那里用牛耕种呢？你们却使公平变为苦胆，使公义的果子变为阴沉。
You who rejoice in Lo Debar, who say, "Have we not by our own strength captured Karnaim for ourselves?"
耶和华万军之神说：“以色列家啊，我必兴起一国攻击你们，他们必欺压你们，从哈马口直到亚拉伯河。”
Thus end the word of God. May you be seated.
这是神的话语，请坐。
And so according to statistics, even though there are lesser people staying in the rural areas, if you know the rural areas, but traffic fatalities occur higher in the rural areas than in the urban areas.
根据这个统计的数据，虽然有些人住在这个乡村里面，但是在乡村里面那个这个交通事故的致命性确实比这个城市里面更多。
And if you know something about statistics, you might think where does most car accidents occur?
所以当你在我们的印象当中是在什么地方这个交通事故才是会经常发生
？You might think that it's on the long road trip where you are drowsy and you're tired, and then traffic accidents occur, right?
但我们可能会想，在长途开车的过程当中，当我们这个很劳累的时候，可能会发生这个交通事故。
But statistics shows that actually most car accidents happen within 25 miles of home.
但是这统计数据告诉我们，很多的交通事故是在我们的家的25英里之内发生的。
What does this tell us? I think what it tells us is that the idea of complacency, because you are at a familiar territory, you feel very at ease.
为什么会这样呢？因为是在我们的这个家周围的话，我们是有一种自满，我们会放松。
And so you have a sense of false security, lulls our minds into thinking that we are safer than we actually are.
所以我们会在这里会有一种错误的安全感，我们认为我们是安全的。
And so maybe some of us subconsciously in the area that we are very familiar with think that, hey, we got this, you know, we know how to drive around here, and that's where most accidents happen.
所以在我们很熟悉的地方，我们可能会觉得这个地方我们很熟悉，所以我们会很放松。但是很不幸的时候，很多的车祸是发生在这个时候。
Now in Amos 6, as we come, right, the people are being chided for being rebuked for being complacent, and they are being proud and they depend on false securities.
在阿摩斯书里面我们看到，就是以色列的人被责备，他们因为他们就是说有这种一种虚假的自满和有一种虚假的安全感。
Now we've been in Amos for a little bit, and if you know anything about Amos, the most key word in the book of Amos is judgment, right?
所以我们已经在阿摩斯书上花了一段的时间。如果你回头再去看的话，你知道阿摩斯书一个中心的主题是什么？就是那个审判。
And so from chapter 3 actually onwards all the way to chapter 6, we come to end the section today. Actually, end the section in Amos.
从阿摩斯书的三章到六章，其实是阿摩斯书的一段。
And from chapter 3, beginning of chapter 3, chapter 4, and chapter 5, you see this phrase that Amos says, "Hear this word from the Lord."
所以你在这个三章、四章、五章里面，你会看到就有经常会有这样的经文出现，说要听了神的话语。
And so it's a lawsuit. Amos is giving God's people a covenant lawsuit that you have broken God's law.
那这其实是在阿摩斯是在根据他上帝与人的这个圣约来责备这个以色列人。
And so when we come to 5:18, right, chapter 5:18 and 6:1 today, we see that there is the woe oracles. So after they're giving the covenant lawsuit, and Amos says, "Now woe comes upon you."
所以我们在五章的十八节到六章的一节，你会看到，就是说有很多的这样的重复，说有祸了。
So these last tools are kind of like the woe oracle, right? You're at your worst now. Woe comes upon you.
所以因为有祸了，然后现在。对以色列人来说，就是他们是最糟糕的时候。
So in other words, we come to chapter 6. We come to the last pronouncement of Amos upon the people, right? The last pronouncement of woe and judgment on his people, at least to a certain section.
所以在这个第六章中，我们就来到这个最后的这一段，然后是上帝来审判他的，上帝宣判对他。
So in order to orient ourselves a bit to know what he's talking about, it's helpful to kind of consider just in chapter 5, verse 18 to 24, what was the first woe oracle that Amos has given to his people?
So 为了理解这段经文，所以我们要回到这个五章的十八节，然后这一段我们再看第一个有祸了是什么样子。
And so you see that there's a lot of similarity, actually. Of course, there's the woe to the people. But here in 5:18 and 5:18 to 24, you see that God also says something. He says, "I hate, I despise your feast. I take no delight in your solemn assemblies," in verse 21.
所以我们在这当中，我们看到有很多的相似性。在五章的十八节到二十四节，我们看到就是上帝说，我憎恶你们的这个严肃会，我憎恶你们的这些献祭。
And so in verse 8 today, you see, "I abhor the pride of Jacob. I hate his strongholds." There's a similarity there. God hates something that his people are doing.
所以在第八节，我们看到阿摩斯在这里说，我恨恶雅各家的荣华，厌弃他的宫殿。
But then you also see there's the mention of justice in 5:24. If you see that let justice roll down like waters, the people are not practicing justice.
所以我们在这里也看到一些相似性，比方说在公义上面的相似性。在五章的二十四节，他提到这是唯愿公平如江河滔滔。
And in 6:12, you see you have turned justice into poison and the fruit of righteousness into wormwood. So the people are not practicing righteousness.
然后在六章十二节，你会看到他。上帝在这里责备他们说，你却使公平变为苦胆。
So these two passages have a lot of similarity, but the key differences between them, what are they?
所以我们看这两段经文有很多的相似性，但是这个不同的地方在哪里？
The key difference is that the first passage is talking about their false hope on their religion, on their cults.
这个不同的地方就是说，第一段经文在讲他们一个错误的盼望。
So they are depending on their religious fervency with a different hope, and they're not consistent in their action.
所以他们在这个他们有一个虚假的盼望，他们在这个虚假的盼望当中和他们的这个生活是不一致的。
And then you come to chapter 6, they depend on something else. It's not just religion, but here they depend on their luxury, on the things that they have.
然后在第六章中你看到这一个不一样的地方，他们不仅仅是。是来，他们不仅仅依靠他们自己错误的信仰，而且依靠他们也这个生活的奢华。
So they have a lot of false securities in their life. You see a mention of a lot of rich things like a bed of ivory.
所以我们在这里看到他们有很多这个错误的这个安全感，好像奢华，比如说这些奢华的东西。
So we want to see from chapter 6 today that God's pronouncement of woe and judgment actually shakes us, wakes us up from our false security, so that we may trust in God's who is the real security.
所以在第六章中我们看到上帝这样的宣判，让他们从这个错误的这些依靠当中出来，其实是想唤醒他们，让他们能够真正去依靠上帝。
And so we will look at false securities first, and what does it mean, and God's judgment on them, and finally a call for them to repent.
所以我们首先要看这些错误的这个安全感在哪里，然后我们再一起来思考上帝如何呼召以色列人来悔改。
And here in chapter 6, verse 1, we see this very first thing that Amos indicts and he rebukes both Samaria and Zion. He says, woe to those who are at ease in Zion, to those who feel secure on the mountain of Samaria.
所以我们在这六章一节我们看到，就阿摩斯他不仅责备这个撒玛利亚，而且责备西安，在西安和撒玛利亚安逸无虑的有祸了。
And the people are living in great affluence. They have a lot of good things.
当时的以色列人他们的生活极其的富裕。
They are very secure and at ease. They lie on beds of ivory. They stretch themselves, are stretching themselves. I mean, they can lie down, really relaxing and all that.
所以他们好像很安全，他们卧在这个象牙床上，他们在舒展他们的身体在那个榻上。
And then they eat lambs from the flocks. They have calves. They sing idol songs. They drink wine.
所以他们吃群中的羊羔，然后棚里的牛犊，他们也弹琴鼓瑟，唱消遣的歌曲，他们也以大碗喝酒。
And then they anoint themselves with the finest oils, right?
所以他们用上等的油来抹身。
And all of this is kind of telling you, you know, the one word that describes it is opulence.
所以我们如果用一句话来形容这个的话，就是说他们极其的富裕。
And if you understand a little bit during that time, Jeroboam II, the king of Israel.And Uzziah, the king of Judah, they were like one of the richest empire of that time after Solomon.
So, 你们如果知道当时历史背景的话，你知道当时的他们的年代当中，在北国的以色列是耶罗波安二世，在南国是乌西亚王，他们都是在所罗门之后极其强壮也极其富裕。
So they are very rich because there's no external threat, and they have a lot of things, and God has given them wisdom that economically they are very, very strong.
所以他们非常的富裕，他们也没有外面的这些强国的威胁，然后他们就是从经济上是非常的富裕。
But here's the irony, right? Because the more material things that they have, the more that they depend on it, the more that they put their sense of security in these material things.
所以这里就是讽刺的地方，就是他们就越发的富裕，他们在物质上越发的富裕，他们就越依靠这个东西。
And it's an irony that it's worth for us to reflect because.I think sometimes the lesser we have, the lesser we depend on the things around us. But the more that we have, the more that we depend on them.
所以这个讽刺性的东西是值得我们思考的。当我们在这个物质上面我们越少的时候，我们就越少的依靠他们。但当我们在物质上我们越多的时候，我们就越多的依靠这些物质的东西。
And so you hear people, you heard of stories of the worry of the rich, right? When the poor, they have nothing, they can sleep well, you know, they have nothing to worry about. But when you become richer and richer, there's a lot more worry coming because you have a lot to lose.
所以我们都有这样的经历，我们知道就是说当一个人他没有多少东西的时候，他们其实过得还是蛮好的，他们也睡得蛮安稳的。但是他们东西越来越多的时候，物质上越来越富裕的时候，他们就有更多的东西需要担心，所以他们的睡眠反而不好。
So it's worth our reflection to think that material things are not just merely material things, because material things grasp hold of our hearts.
所以这我们一起思考这件事情，其实这物质的东西不仅仅是物质的东西，因为他们抓住我们的心。
And so when we come to think of the Israelites, they depend on these material things. When they look at their bank account, metaphorically, they know that they can weather through a lot of problems.
所以我们在这里我们看到这以色列人他们是依赖于这些物质的东西，他们的银行的账户里面有很多的钱，他们觉得这些钱可以帮助他们，然后经历面对很多的困难。
But the second thing that they depend on, not just on the material, they depend on what I call their own rationalization as well.
但是他们不仅仅依靠这些物质的东西，他们也依靠他们自己的理性。
And here I want to point you to a story that Amos pictured. It's really funny, right? I mean, Amos is really, really good writer, ironic, right?
所以我在这里我想让大家一起来看这个阿摩斯在这里讲的一个故事，那是非常的有趣。
And verses 9 to 11, he says that, you know, if 10 men remain in a house, they shall die. And so when the relative comes to anoint this dead, right, in the burial, in the home, he's going to take him out and bring the bones out of the house.
所以在第九节里面告诉着，若是在一房之内有十个人，也都必死。但是这个死人的伯叔就烧他尸首的，要把这些尸首搬到房外。
And so he comes to the house, he took it, and then he asked into the house, "Is there anyone in there?"
所以他就来到这个房间的外面，他就问房屋内的人说，那里面还有没有人？
And inside, someone replied, right? Someone replied. It's just kind of ironic, right? Someone replied and says, "No, there's no one here."
然后在里面的话，有人就回答说，这个是很讽刺的。有人回答说，就是这里没有人。
And he says, "Quiet, quiet. We shouldn't mention the name of the Lord."
而且他说，不要，我们不要做生意，因为我们不可提耶和华。
What is Amos trying to say here?
那亚摩阿摩斯在这里想要讲什么呢
？I think what he's trying to say here is that the people are trying to hide from God.Right, they're trying to hide from God, even though they kind of know that they cannot hide from God.
So, 在这里，其实阿摩斯想告诉我们说，就是人其实是想逃避上帝，甚至他们自己也知道他们没有办法逃避上帝。
So they rationalize all kinds of things, right? They tell themselves, "Hey, you know what? As long as I keep quiet, the Lord will not find me. He will not punish me."
所以他们的理性就会把他们一些荒谬的东西来合理化。他们对自己来说，如果我们不说话的话，那么上帝就不会发现我们。
And you see a lot of rationalization happening, right? And especially when we come to defend ourselves.
所以我们在这里看到，当我们来为我们自己辩解的时候，我们就有很多的这样的借口，很多的这样的理性来为我们辩解。
And if we just think about ourselves, right? One of the most common ways that we rationalize is when we make comparison.
当我们来思考我们自己的时候，就是说当我们一个通常的现象，就是我们会经常会比较。
Now when we are convicted by God's Bible that we are sinful, right? Sometimes I myself, right, definitely, right, will run to somewhere else and think, you say, what? I'm not as bad as that person, you know? Maybe I'm pretty bad, but not as bad as that person.
所以圣经上告诉我们说我们是罪人，是不是？但是我们很多的时候，我们经常拿我们与别人比较，我们看到那别人的时候，我们就说我们没有像他们那样的坏。
And we depend on this rationalization, and we think that you know, as long as I'm not as bad as that person, I'm secure.
所以我们的心里面会告诉我们说，我们只要不像他们那样的坏的话，我们就是安全的。
If you know, me and my wife, when we get into a quarrel, I have a very famous nickname.
Quarrel.
When we are 吵架
okay, sorry. 所以当 Moses 和他太太吵架的时候，他就在这个当中，他得到一个非常有名的就是外号。
And you know what my name is? My name is the Defender.
所以他的名字就是辩护者。
It's not a compliment, okay?
对，这个不是一个赞美的话。
What do my wife mean? Well, you say you always defend yourself. You always find somewhere to kind of justify yourself and say that you're not wrong.
所以他的太太经常会告诉他说，就是说你经常为你自己辩护，你经常要找各种各样的借口来说你没有错。
And think about it for a while, right? We come before God, and if you are a defender before God, how ridiculous is that?
所以当我们思想一下，当我们来到神的面前，我们为我们自己辩护的时候，这是多么滑稽可笑的。
Does God not know everything that's in your heart?
难道上帝不知道在你的心里在想什么吗
？How do you depend on your false security on this rationalization?
所以我们怎么能够在我们的这样子的理性的这种为我自我辩护当中找到一种虚假的安全感呢
？You see these people, right? They come before God. They know that they are being judged by God, and says, "Quiet, quiet, don't talk. You know, don't mention the name of the Lord."
所以我们在这里看到这些人，他们知道上帝审判他们，但是他们自己对他们说，我们要安静，不要让耶和华知道我们在这里。
It's a false security. It's a false security that they have conjured up in their minds.
所以这是一种虚假的安全感。
And so they depend on material things, they depend on rationalization, and lastly, they depend on this thing called a military victory.
So they rely on this material, they rely on their own reasoning, and then, in this, we're talking about the third thing, they rely on this military power.
And you see, in verse 13, he says, "You who rejoice in Lo Debar, who say, 'Have we not by our own strength captured Karnaim for ourselves?'" Right? This Lo Debar and Karnaim in Chinese is not so clear, but in Hebrew and English, they're actually names of towns. Verse 13.Towns, names of towns.
Okay. So, 在十三节的话，就在这里讲说，你们喜爱虚浮的事，自夸，我们不是凭自己的力量取了脚嘛？但是中文翻译有点出入。其实在这里的话，它有一个 Lo Debar 和这个 Karnaim， 它是两个城市的名字。
There are two names of the towns. Why? Because these two towns have just been recently conquered by Jeroboam.
为什么提到这两个城市的名字呢？因为这两个城市是在最近被那耶罗班二世所攻取的。
So when Jeroboam took the towns, right, the people rejoice in it, and Amos, again, very ironically, he says, you know what, you rejoice in this town called nothing.
所以当耶罗波安他们攻取这两座城市的时候，以色列的人就非常的欢喜快乐，他们庆祝。但其实阿莫斯在这里很讽刺的说，因为这个town的名字的意思就是 nothing， 所以你们在 rejoice， 你们为这个 nothing 其实在 rejoice。
And then you say, well, we've captured strength for ourselves. We captured horns, right? Karnaim is the name of horns. We captured horns for ourselves.
所以在这里的话，在这里的话就是Karnaim的意思的话，就是说是脚的意思。 所以他说你们在这，你们已经夺取了脚，你们为你们自己夺取了这个。
Now at the base of it, what does it mean? Well, it means that the people depend on themselves, on their own strength, on their own military power, to be able to get whatever they want.
所以这是什么意思呢？这个意思就是说，这些人他们依赖于他们自己的力量，来依赖于这个军事的力量。So
a self-reliance to self-realization is their security. They think that, you know, as long as I'm confident, I can achieve these objective victories. I have this security. I don't need God.
所以这种自我的依赖、自我的实现，就成为他们一个虚假的这个安全感。
I think it may not seem far-fetched, right, for us to kind of imagine that these false securities that the Israelites have, they apply to us very much.
但其实我们离这些东西都不是很远。那以色列所发生的这些事情，其实可以应用到我们的身上。
We depend on material things. We depend a lot on material things.
所以我们也是一样，我们也依靠很多的物质上的东西。
We depend on rationalizations. We rationalize ourselves away, you know, our sins, and we say that we're not as bad.
所以我们也依靠我们自己的理性，我们的理性告诉我们说我们没有那么坏。
And ultimately, I think we depend on ourselves. We think that we can conquer all these objective difficulties before us.
其实最终的、最背后的东西是我们依赖于我们自己，我们认为我们自己可以。
And so this false security is, it comforts us, it may be comforts that we gain in life, right? If we lose them, we might despair.
所以当其实这些虚假的安全感它在某种程度上可以安慰我们，但是很多的时候它会导致我们失望。
And when we become more and more comfortable with the things around us, sometimes we need to stop by and ask ourselves, are we really too comfortable?
所以当我们越来越为我们周围的东西感觉到舒适的时候， 这个时候我们要停下来，为我们自己，我们是不是真的太舒适了
？You look at the Israelites, right? They're really enjoying in their luxury, right? They're really have a lot of military victory, and they didn't stop themselves and think, you know, am I really serving God? Am I doing this the right way?
所以我们看这以色列人，他们有很多的物质上的富裕，他们也有军事上的强壮。 但是他们有没有停下来在思考这个问题，我是不是在真正的服侍神？
And that's why God sends Amos among them and tell them that you are being dependent on these false securities.
所以这是上帝为什么差遣先知阿莫斯来到他们的当中来告诉他们说，你们是依赖于这些东西的。
And dear brothers and sisters, I want to say something is that when we look at the Bible, sometimes we think that God is the source of comfort. Yes, that is absolutely right.
所以当我们看圣经的时候，我们这很多的时候，我们认为上帝是我们这个舒适的这个来源，这个在某种程度上是对的。But
many times when the people in the Bible they encounter God, they become really uncomfortable.
但是在很多的时候，当人来到上帝面前的时候，人与上帝相遇的时候，是有很多不舒适的东西。You
think of Moses, right? I mean, he's a happy man. He was shepherding sheep for 40 years in Midian, right? Just doing his stuff.
所以我们以摩西的例子为摩西为例，我们在摩西在这个旷野当中牧养40年，他过着一个很安逸的生活。
He's already settled down. He has wife, kids. You know, he's like doing this thing. He got it going.
他有个稳定的生活，他有他的太太，有他的孩子。But
then one day he met this burning bush.
但是有一天他看到这个荆棘火焰。And
once he saw that burning bush, life is never the same, right?
所以当他看到荆棘火焰的时候，他的生命就不一样。He
has to go to the tyrant of that time, right? People that he ran away from.
所以他必须要去到埃及去。And
he has to go and lead these people who complains all the time.
所以他必须要去带领这些以色列人，他们这些以色列人经常向他抱怨。And
you see that his life is never comfortable after that.
所以我们看到摩西的生活开始改变，他变得不舒适。Or
think of Abraham, he was right, all happy in the land of Ur, right?
所以我们想想亚伯拉罕的例子，他在这个乌尔的地方，他是很舒适的。And
when God comes to him and says, "Go out of Ur,"
所以当上帝对他说，你要离开乌尔。He
says, "All right, to where?"
那么亚伯拉罕说 ，OK， 要去哪里呢？
Just follow me.
那上帝对他说，你就跟从我吧。Okay. 好吧。
And it's not something that will seem as comfortable when we come into the presence of this God.
所以当我们来到上帝面前的时候，很多的时候是我们是不舒适的。
And God, in our daily living, God shakes us out of our comfort zones, or shakes us out of our false securities.
所以在我们的日常生活中，其实很多的时候，上帝把我们从我们的这个 comfort zone, 从我们的舒适的地方，就是说摇动，让我们醒过来。
And this pronouncement of war and judgment, more than just a pronouncement of judgment on the people, is actually shaking us.Asking us, are you really trusting on this false security too much than depending on?
所以我们刚才在看到是对以色列人的审判，但这其实不仅仅审判，不仅仅是审判，而且他是在这个塑造以色列人，然后。
And sometimes, brothers and sisters, maybe because God does not answer our prayers right at this very moment, it's for us to realize that the things we ask for are these false securities.
所以可能很多的时候，上帝没有回应我们的祷告，也没有让我们的祷告来成就。但这个时候，我们要去思考啊、是不是上帝，是不是我们的祷告是对的
？Because our heart desires may be twisted，
因为我们的心很多的时候是被扭曲的。
And so when this false security has been proclaimed to the people, Amos also proclaims judgment upon them。
所以当阿摩斯来告诉这些以色列人的时候，他们是在一种虚假的安全感的时候，阿摩斯也告诉他们这也带来的审判。
And so, Amos, as I've said before, he's a very ironic guy. He's very ironic. He's almost sarcastic, right? But his point is to tell the people that because they are dependent on these false securities, judgment is coming upon them.
所以我们在这里看到阿摩斯，他是一个非常具有讽刺意味的这么一个先知。我们在这看到，就是说，因为以色列的虚假安全感，所以的审判来临到他们。
In verse 2, we see that other nations are being mentioned here, right? There's this Calne and Hamath, who are two towns which is north of Israel.
所以我们在这里看到有其他的国家在这里被提到，然后在第二节的当中提到加尼和哈马，他们在以色列的北边。
And then you have Gath, which is Philistine, somewhere in the region of it's under Judah's rule, actually.
我们也在看到这个非利士人的加特，他们是在犹大的南边。
And so Amos says, go and see, go and look at them, right? And verse 2, he continues, says, are you better than these kingdoms? Or is their territory greater than your territory?
所以阿摩斯在这里告诉他们说，你们去看这些国家，你们是比他们更强吗？还是说你们的境界比他们更宽吗？
Now, what's the supposed answer, right? You would think, well, the answer should be no, right?
那这答案是什么？可能你们觉得这答案是不是的。
But it's very ironic because the answer is yes, Judah and Israel's territory is actually bigger than these three cities.
但是这个答案确实是非常具有讽刺意味的，因为当时的犹大的这个境界确实比这些国家更宽。
And they are stronger militarily, economically, they are stronger than these three cities.
他们确实是比这些国家更强。
But on a different perspective, Amos is saying, no, you're not better than them.
但是从另外一个角度去看，阿摩斯其实在告诉他们，你们并不比他们好。
You are God's people. You have been chosen by God. You are supposed to be the place where people see God's name.
所以你们是上帝的百姓，你们是上帝所拣选的，所以你们应当成为上帝荣耀的见证。
You are chosen out to be a light of the nation, so that all the people surrounding can see who God is.
所以你们被拣选出来，你们不应该像周边的国家一样，你应该让其他的国家看到。这个上帝的荣耀。
But morally, you are no better than them. You become like them. You worship idols like them.
但是从道德上讲，你们并不比他们更好。你们是崇拜偶像的。
And instead of fearing God, in verse 3, you thrust away the day of the Lord, and you bring in the reign of violence.
他们不是去敬拜上帝，而是以为降祸的日子还远。他们也坐在位上进行强暴。
And so then in verse 5, right? In verse 5, Amos compares them to who, right? Very ironically, Amos compares them to David.
所以很有讽刺的意味的是在第五节的时候，阿摩斯就把他们与这个大卫来相比。
And you know that this is at another level when you compare it to the man after God's heart, but you're comparing their sinfulness.
所以很多的时候当我们做对比的时候，我们是以他们的罪来做这个对比。
And so this is very ironic. You think that you're like David, butYou are not. You are very far from them. You are very far from David.
那以色列人以为他们和大卫是一样的，但其实他们是不一样的，完全不一样的。
And so, because of their sins, God's judgment come upon them very ironically as well.
所以因为他们的罪，所以上帝的就是审判临到他们。
And you see here in verse 1, right? Verse 1 here, he says, "To those who feel secure, to the notable man of the first of the nations."
所以我们在第一节看到他为国为列国之仇，人最著名。
A lot of people in Israel at the time wanted to be first. They wanted to be first in their power, in their military, in their strength, in everything. They want to be first.
所以当时的以色列人，他们想成为列国之首，他们想在军事上，然后在这个经济上都能够成为列国之首。
And then what does God say in verse 7? God says, therefore, they shall now be the first of those who go into exile.
但是在第七节上帝怎么说了？在第七节上帝这样说，他们这些人在被掳的人中首先被掳。
So you want to be first in all these things, but ultimately you're the first to go into exile.
所以你们想成为列国之首吗？所以但是最终的话，你们是首先被掳。
It's almost like Jesus is saying, right? Jesus says, the first who wants to be first in the kingdom of God shall be the last in the kingdom.
所以这个让我们想起耶稣所说的话，你们想在前面的，反而要在后面。
But here, it's a contrast, right? Here, the people want to be first in all the things around them, wanted to be first to be rich. But then God says, you're going to be the first to go into exile.
所以我们在这里看到对比，这些人想成为这个首位，但是却在这个灾难上却成为为首的。
So the entire passage, if we look at it, right, it's full of irony.
所以我们看到这个整段经文，我们看到很多的讽刺。
Amos calls out to them that the thing that they assume to be good, right, they think that they have good things, turns out to be bad for them.
所以我们在这里看到，就是在亚摩斯书里面很多好的东西，但最后却变成不好的东西。
And this is because they have misplaced their trust and their hearts in these false securities.
就是以为这些百姓，他们把他们的这个信任，把他们的放在这些不好的，放在这些东西上面。
Now at this point, you may think that, well, if we were to follow Amos, right, I have to discard all these things. Maybe I want to be like a monk, right? I live ascetically with nothing, no dependence on nothing. That's good.
所以，但是我们但是我们不要走到另外一个极端。我们就是说，如果是这样的话，我们是不是要成为一个修士，然后我们不依靠我们与这个世界完全的隔绝
？No, in 1 Timothy 4:4, right here, Paul tells Timothy, all things created by God is good.And nothing is to be rejected.
在提摩太前书的四章告诉我们说，所有上帝所造的都是好的，我们都应当存着感恩的心来接受。
Yeah, if received with a heart of thanksgiving, it is good for us.
所以当我们以感恩的心来接受的时候，那就是好的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, the irony of our lives is that when good things are made into bad things because we thought them to be too good.
但是这个具有讽刺意味的时候，当我们认为这件事情太好太好的时候，它就变成了一个不好的东西。
When we put our ultimate trust on these things, in material things, in a security, in rationalization, it becomes bad things.
So, 当我们把我们的信任放在这些东西上，我们的信心放在这些东西上的时候，这些东西就变成不好的东西。比如说这个物质，还有我们的理性，还有这个。
Because our heart yearns for only one thing ultimately, and that is God Himself.
因为我们的心里面其实是渴慕那唯一的东西，就是上帝。
And we don't feel that. Effectively, we don't feel that we crave God.
但是我们的内心却不，很多时候我们却不这样的认为。
Because we have been shaped by all the influences around us to think about all the good things other than God that we can depend on.
但是这个世界告诉我们说，这个世界上有很多的东西我们可以去依靠，而不是去依靠上帝。
So when we read Amos, when we come here and listen to God's word, it shakes us up from this surrounding culture and look.And know what is the true security.
So, when we read this Amos 书的这一段的时候，他告诉我们说，我们要从这当中醒来，我们不要依赖于这些东西。
What are we to do then, as people of God?
So, 我们应该怎么做呢？
And if you know, we've preaching through Minor Prophets for a couple of years now.
我们也知道，我们已经在这个小先知书上花了几年了。
And the pronouncement of judgment in Amos and the Minor Prophets, they always have a very big aim at it.
我们知道，在这个小先知的书里面，他们在宣告这个审判的时候，他们都有一个目的。
And the aim is for the people to repent.
他们的目的就是让百姓来回转。
It's a call to repentance, and here specifically, it is a call to trust in God and not in our false securities.
所以上帝来呼召他的百姓来悔改，在这里特别是让上帝来呼召他的百姓来依靠他。
How are we to repent then? How are we to repent from this passage as we look?
我们怎样去回转呢？
And if you look at verse 10, just the story that I described to you, the irony of this hiding from the Lord, we see that the people would rather ignore the Lord and say that he's not there than to face God and repent.
So, 我们在第十节看到，其实人的一个反应，一个本能的反应，他们就是想从上帝面前来隐藏他，而不是去悔改。
So dear brothers and sisters, if we are to repent for our false securities, I think the very first thing we are to do is to not willfully ignore God in our daily lives.
所以当我们要回转的时候，第一件事情就是我们不要在上帝面前隐藏。
We are to live in the presence of God.
所以我们要活在上帝的面前。
We are to be aware of what God is doing in our lives.
所以我们要明白上帝在我们的生活当中做什么事情。
And when we understand that, it requires a lot of humility because it requires a lot of putting down of our own face before God.
当我们明白这一点的时候，我们就会心里面就会产生一个谦卑，因为我们就会把很多的东西放下。
Because we have to come before God and we have to be exposed before Him.
因为我们来到神的面前的时候，我们是必须在神的面前敞开。
And when we are exposed before God, believe me, it's really, really uncomfortable.
所以当我们在神面前敞开的时候，相信我，那是一个非常不舒服的事。
Just like it's very uncomfortable for my wife to call me the defender.
所以就好像是我被我的太太被称呼为辩护。
Ironically, right, when she calls me the defender, you know what's the very first thing I want to do?
所以当他称我 defender 的时候，你知道我的第一个事情我想做的是什么呢
？Is to defend，
我的就是为我自己辩护。
And so when we come before God, right, we come with that heart like we want to justify ourselves. We'll never be able to acknowledge His presence.
所以当我们来到神的面前的时候，当我们为自己来自我为义的时候，我们就没有办法意识到上帝的同在。
And God calls us to repent, to put down ourselves, and to say we're desperate. We have nowhere to go.
所以上帝是来呼召我们来到他神的面前，来呼召我们，让我们认识到我们的绝望，让我们认识到我们的没有盼望，我们没有别的地方可以去。
That's the first line as we come to repent before God.
所以这是第一步。
Now, but more than just intellectually assenting and saying, "Hey, yes, I need to repent and my attitude is adjusted," right? Repentance involves the entire person.
所以悔改不仅仅是理性上的悔改，而是全人心。
Where do we see this? Well, we see the idea of mention of justice here.
所以我们在这里看到这个，在这里提到这个公平。
You see that the people, they are not doing justice in their lives, even though on their mouth they confess that they believe in God.
我们在这看到以色列人，他们的嘴巴上虽然说公平，但是在他们的生活当中却没有公平。
In other words, their words and their actions, they are not in sync.
所以我们在这里，就换句话说，他们的言行是不一致的。
So repentance requires our actions to comport with righteousness and justice, with what God requires of us.
所以这个悔改其实要求我们的行为能够与上帝所要求的那个公义和公平一致。
So in our daily, the repentance is not just a duty that we have to do, but involves our whole person. We are to come before God and ask ourselves deep heart questions.
所以悔改不仅仅是我们的义务，我们每天的义务要去做的，而且是我们全身心的一件事情。
So maybe here is a question that you can ask yourself.
所以我们可以问我们这样的一个问题。
Now, if today you really repent of something wrong in your life,
那今天我是不是真的为某一件事情来悔改
？If you really truly repent from this, what are some of the things that you will do differently from now on?
如果我们真的为这件事情悔改，那么我们的行为会有什么不同
？If there are certain aspects of your life in your mind that you really think, I really repent of my pride, right? I think I'm a really proud person. I repent.What are the things that would be different in your life if you really repent?
如果我是个骄傲的人的话，那今天我在为我的骄傲悔改，那么在我的生命当中会有什么不同？
What are some of the things? How about some of your responses to the people who provoke you?
说你会如何来回应那些人，他们来挑衅你的那些人，或激起你的、激动你的那些人？
And if you repent on our minds and says we will no longer depend on some of these false securities, maybe material things, what are some of the things that we would do? How would we view our material things?
那么悔改就是我们不再依靠于这些错误的安全感，我们也比如说这些物质的东西。
So repentance involves us putting God first and trust in the true security rather than the false security.
所以悔改就是说，让我们把上帝放在首位，让我们去依靠上帝来得到这个真正的安全感，而不是在那个虚假的安全感当中。
And so, dear brothers and sisters, there may be many good things that God has given to us in our lives, but our sinful nature twists them.Into idols and ultimate pursuits.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，其实上帝给我们很多好的东西，但是我们的心把这些好的东西扭曲成不好的。
It's not just material things, but even relationships, right? We talk about marriages, family, success, reputation, and these can all become idols.
所以，不仅是这个物质的东西，也包括我们的关系，包括我们的婚姻的关系，然后包括我们的家庭的关系，这些都可能被扭曲成为偶像。
Ultimately, even our own lives can be our idols.
Our own lives,
our own, That's why Bonhoeffer says this. He says, when Christ calls us to follow him, he bids us to come and die.
这是为什么Bonhoeffer是这样说的, 他说当基督呼召我们的时候,
now, you may say here, wait a minute, right? It sounds a little bit like a cult.
我们在这里可能会想, 哇, 这个是不是有点像邪教?
You're asking me to give up my life, you know, to follow Jesus, right? It's a very high calling.
所以你告诉我就是说我们要把我们的生命献上来跟随基督。
Now, of course, there are a lot of differences between cult and Christianity. Well, first of all, it's because we have freedom here, right? You can, cults normally don't let people go, right?
所以当然，我们基督教与邪教有很多的不同点。首先，我们是自由的，我们可以自由的决定我们是不是去做这件事情。
But I think more importantly, right, Christianity is not a cult because historically, objectively, Jesus Christ died on the cross and he is risen for us.
重要的事情就是说，在客观性的讲，就是在历史上，耶稣基督为我们而死，而且他为我们复活。So
when Christ says these words that I am the light of the world, right? He proves his words to be true when he is raised from the dead in the resurrection.
所以当耶稣基督说我是这世上的光，他以他的复活来见证他所说的话是对的。What
does this have to do with repentance?
那么我们怎样去悔改呢？
God's call for us to repent is meaningful only because Christ died for us on the cross and he is raised for us from the tomb.
我们的悔改有意义，仅仅是我们的悔改之所以有意义，是因为耶稣基督在十字架上为我们而死。Our
most sinful actions, no matter how sinful any of our actions are never too far away from repentance to God.
所以我们即使是我们最坏的行为，
the deepest, darkest corner of your heart where you refuse to open to anybody is never too far away from a repentance to God. And God wants us to come to him boldly, confidently, because of what Christ has done.
所以上帝希望我们能够来到他的面前，能够坦然无惧地来到他的面前，因为耶稣基督为我们所做的事情。
On the other hand, our most perfect actions, maybe you have the most pious moment of your life that you kneel down and you pray for an entire day, repent of your sins, our most pious holy actions.
在另一个方面，我们可能生活当中最虔诚的事情，我们可能跪在上帝的面前祷告。
And even in this most pious repentance, we're still not perfect in our actions.
甚至是一个最虔诚的东西，最虔诚的悔改，也是不完全的。
But God accepts them because of Christ.
但是上帝接受这些东西，因为耶稣基督所做的事情。
This is the gospel.
所以这就是福音。
That's because we come before God and we have hope in our repentance.
所以我们来到上帝的面前，我们因着悔改，我们有这样的盼望。
So come before him, pray to him, and let him search our hearts.
所以我们弟兄姐妹要来到上帝的面前，我们向上帝祷告，让上帝来监察我们的心。
Calvin once said, our hearts are factories of idols.
加尔文曾经这样说过，我们的心是那个偶像的工厂。
And we fashion for ourselves securities of all kinds as we embrace this world that seems to be filled with all kinds of sufferings.
所以我们在这个世界当中，我们的心然后为我们制造出各种各样的这个错误的虚假感。
As we go on to the world, as we imbibe in the culture, many things, our heart is being torn by many, many different things and their desires.
所以我们在这个世界当中，我们的心被很多的东西所吸引，被很多的东西所分裂。But
it's here, dear brothers and sisters, it's here on the Lord's day when we come before him and we sit beneath his feet.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天我们来到神的面前，在这个主日我们来神的面前的时候。It's
when we partake of the Lord's Supper, when we take of the bread and we drink of the cup.
所以当我们领受着圣餐的时候，我们吃着饼喝着杯的时候。And
even as we hear the words of judgment being proclaimed from the pulpit,
甚至我们在这个听到讲台上的讲上帝审判的时候，
it's here that we are being shaken off from our false securities and to put our trust in the true security.
所以在这里我们要从这种虚假的安全感当中被惊醒过来。
There's no other security than Christ our Lord Jesus who died for our sins.
除了耶稣基督之外没有别的安全。
So let us repent and come to him.
所以让我们一起来悔改，让我们一起来到他的面前。
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Because you have sent your son Jesus Christ into this world.
因为你差遣你的独生子来到这个世上。
Before you sent him in the fullness of time, you have sent countless prophets to your people.
主啊，在这个时候满足之前，主啊，你差遣你的先知，先知来到这个世上。
You have spoken to us through fathers and prophets, proclaiming judgment unto your people.
你借着先知的口来告诉我们这些审判的事情。
But this judgment ultimately falls on your own son.Jesus Christ.
但是这些审判最终是落在你的儿子耶稣基督的身上。
So that in the fullness of time, when He died for us on the cross, O Lord, our sins are being imputed to Him.
主啊，所以当时候满足的时候，当他背负我们的罪，被钉在十字架上的时候，我们的他担当了我们的罪。
For this, we give thanks and praise to you.
因着这个原因，我们感谢你，赞美你。
We give thanks and praise to you that you enable us to understand through the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，因为你使我们能够明白这个圣灵。
And through the Holy Spirit, we're empowered not just understanding, but our whole person is coming here to repent before you.
主啊，借着这个圣灵，他给我们能力，让我们不仅仅是明白，而且让我们能够去悔改。
That you are here, and you are here in our hearts to help us, to give us, and to strengthen our faith.
主啊，你在这里，你给我们这样的力量，让我们也加添我们的信心。
Through the means of grace, through the preaching of your word, through the administration of your sacraments, you strengthen our faith.
主啊，真的是通过这恩典的管道，通过这个你的话语的宣讲，也通过这个圣灵的执行，主啊，你加添我们的信心。
May your grace continue to remain in our hearts and convict us of our sins, O Lord.
主啊，愿你的恩典在我们的心中，也使我们悔改。
That we may come before you, even as we expose the deepest, darkest corner of our heart, we are true and honest to you.
主啊，让我们来到你的面前，让我们把我们心里最暗的角落也向你敞开。
We know that you accept us because we are your children.
主啊，因为我们知道你接纳我们，因为我们是你的儿女。
And so we give thanks to you for all that you have done for us.
因此，我们感谢赞美你，因为着你为我们所成就的事情。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这样的祷告祈求是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。